Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Romans 12 and verse 19 says, "Dear friends, don't try to get even. Let God take revenge." When someone's hurt you or betrayed you, it goes against your grain to resist the instinct for revenge, especially when there's an opportunity to settle the old score and your friends urge you to capitalize on it. Before you decide, consider the story in 1 Samuel 24. King Saul, consumed by jealousy, took every opportunity to try and destroy his God-ordained successor, David. Driven by a desire to eliminate him, Saul took 3,000 soldiers to find him and kill him. By divine appointment, Saul stopped to rest in a large cave where David and his men were hiding. David's men said, "Now is a perfect opportunity to kill him and take the throne." Instead, David just cut off a corner of Saul's robe, and he showed it to Saul later as evidence that he had spared the king's life. David's men probably considered his strategy ludicrous, but David lived by a different code, God's word. He told his men, "Don't kill him, for who can remain innocent after attacking the Lord's anointed one?" And God hasn't changed his mind. The Bible says, "Don't take revenge." That's God's territory. Stay out of it. Read more about that in Romans 12, verses 17 to 21. So what should you do? Be prepared to act contrary to your instincts. The Bible says in Romans 12, verses 20 and 21, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Overcome evil with good." Will that change your enemy? Maybe, maybe not. But it will change your attitude, and God will bless you for it. So let God settle it for you. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.